the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaun. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Night it is this evening here in Thief River Falls in northwestern Minnesota. That was Dennis Warner. He hails from Clearwater, Minnesota, and performs his brand of folk music in over 100 cities each year. Dennis captivates audiences with his smooth vocals, distinguished songs, enthusiastic personality, and stellar playing on both 6 and 12 string guitars. He's also found a niche as a popular guest speaker at various community gatherings throughout the U.S. and Canada, and you can find him at warnersongs.com. What a fine gentleman and what a stage presence he has. He played at our River Fest a few years ago. Blew me away. Dennis Warner. Well, welcome everyone to another live edition of Minnesota Homebrew Music Show. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaun, and we chose that name because we like to talk about beer as well as homemade music. And we're going to have a good time here tonight for the next 60 minutes. And up next, Nikki and the Roommates, comprised of Nikki Rue, Rich Rue, John Olson, and Jimmy T. They express some of America's great musical past through voice, guitar, and songwriting in their interpretations of classic female blues tunes by artists such as Bessie Smith and Memphis Minnie. There you go. 60s-like electric guitar sounds and thoughtful, dreamy, sultry, unguarded lyrics. Here's Nikki and the Roommates with Sweet Daddy on MHB.
Thank you.
And the Roommates here on Minnesota Homebrew. And I brought my guitar tonight upon request from Mr. Muscovitz, and I'm going to play a tune a little later called Why, my little tribute to Buddy Holly. And next we're going to do a little country from down on the southern border of Minnesota, I think from down around Albert Lea, that area. A gentleman named Adam Wayne. He's an outdoorsman and an entrepreneur. He picks flat-top guitar and writes unique songs born of the Minnesota woods. Coming from a musical family, Adam's knack for singing, songwriting, and guitar playing came early when living in Nashville. While there, he checked out the music scene and worked at the world-famous Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, where he rubbed elbows with Brooks and Dunn, Ella Jackson, Kid Rock, and Miranda Lambert. In August 2015, he opened for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and he resides, as I said, in somewhere in southern Minnesota. Here's Adam Wayne with Country Lullaby on Homebrew.
Kicking back down by the creek, water splashing as it rolls on by. The birds are singing their evening tune. It's a country lullaby. It's a country lullaby where dreams come true. It's a country lullaby, just me and you. Up at the stars, into a clear night sky, twinkling out the lyrics to a country lullaby. Yeah, it's a country lullaby where dreams come true. It's a country lullaby, just me and you. Are singing high, seeking out their lovers to a country lullaby. Yeah, it's a country lullaby where dreams come true. It's a country lullaby, just me and you. Just me and you, babe.
Wayne. We had our open mic last week, our monthly open mic down at TJ's Tavern in Oakley, and that's why our show was pre-recorded. We always do twin spins on that evening, which is fun to put together, and we hope you enjoyed that show. We got down there, and bartender James tells us, "Oh, John's not here tonight," John Kimball, the owner. I said, "Really? Well, are we going to have open mic?" "Oh, sure, sure." So he fires up. The sound system turns on the lights, and Andy and I figured, well, it's just going to be us two because normally it's just us three. Lo and behold, it turned out to be us six performing that evening. It was like magic. There were people who stuck around to the end of the open mic, which is around 10 o'clock, and we were joined by a young gal from Oakley named Sydney Melby, a gentleman from Grigola named Spencer Jones, Josh Jimenez and Mitch Gramstead from Thief River Falls, Andy Miller, and myself. And if bartender James had gotten up and played, and my son Roy, who was sitting there, got up and played, we would have had eight people. So it was a fun time. Really, people, get out and support live local music because... just because. Can't think of a better reason. It's sure better than going to a karaoke. Well, up next, Amy and Adams. Amy and Mark. Amy came from White Bear Lake. Mark from Marshalltown, Iowa. He's an Iowegian. What's that old joke? What's the best thing to come out of Iowa? I-35. Sorry, Mark. And his musical life took him to Oregon, Colorado, California, and Wisconsin before joining Amy in Minnesota. And for over 2 weeks, decades, they have entertained and touched folks in Minnesota and throughout the Midwest at all sorts of venues, as well as live on radio and television. So here they are, Amy and Adams with Run, Jenny Run. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Jenny was a lovely lass, no finer God had made. Her skin glowed like obsidian glass, in any light she swayed. She moved with such a silken grace, a man could not ignore. Though bred to be the lesser race, Jenny was so much more. Run, Jenny, run.
Run, Jenny,
run. Run, Jenny, run.
Run, Jenny, run.
Run, Jenny, run.
Run, Jenny, run.
You got to get away. Master Clayton had the roving eye and the roving hard to match. His Charlotte Queen in porcelain had been his finest catch. She lured him to the altar, though in truth it must be said, most folks thought it certain that she first lured him to bed. Run, Jenny, run.
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 The master's on his way. When Jenny past her 14th year, she blossomed like a rose. Her scent of late spring lilac delighted Clayton's nose. Her voice deep like the cooing dove could soothe the stifling air. Was it love or was it lust? Master Clayton did not care. Run, Jenny, run.
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 Run,
Jenny, run.
You got to get away. Clayton sought her in the kitchen where the dinner feast was made. He sought Jenny in the equine stalls where in his dreams they lay. Each place he sought to find her, he found emptiness instead. So he'd raise his glass till courage came, then he'd track her to her bed.
Run, Jenny,
run. Run, Jenny, run.
Run, Jenny, run.
Run, Jenny, run.
Run, Jenny, run.
Run, Jenny, run.
Run, Jenny, run.
The master's on his way.
Run.
Jenny knew Master Clayton's dreams, and Charlotte knew them too.
That's right.
And Charlotte feared an end to Jenny was all that she could do. But Jenny had a mind honed sharp, as keen as anyone's. If Charlotte caught her in Clayton's grasp, Jenny knew that she was done. Run, Jenny, run.
Run, Jenny, run.
Run, Jenny, run.
Run, Jenny,
run. Run, Jenny, run.
Run, Jenny, run.
You got to get away. Slit the river road, the floods had washed away. Swollen by the endless rains of seven nights and days. Jenny's hope to cross the river that night was dashed at morning's cold, swept into its heartless maw the moment that she dove.
Run, Jenny, run,
Jenny, run,
run,
Jenny, run,
run, Jenny, run,
run, Jenny, run,
run, Jenny, run.
The master's on his way.
On a full moon night in the month of May, when the lilac's in full bloom, if you walk that soggy river road till you reach sweet Jenny's tomb, if you're silent and you listen close before the night is done, you'll hear a morning, morning dove coo. Run, Jenny, run!
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 You got to get away!
Run, Jenny, run!
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 The master's on his way.
Run, Jenny, run.
Run, Jenny, run.
Run, Jenny, run. You got to get away. Run, Jenny, run.
Run, Jenny,
run. Run, Jenny, run. The master's on his way.
Run,
Jenny, run. The master's on his way.
Run, Jenny, run. Jenny, run.
That's Mark Adams singing lead vocals with his wife Amy. Nice song, huh? Run, Jenny, run here on Minnesota Homebrew. Well, up next, our friend from Hackensack, Minnesota, Bob Muscovitz. You know, it's the only problem I have with Bob's music is trying to figure out which song to play, because I have more songs by him, I believe, than anyone else. Unless Doug Milloway. It's kind of a toss-up. They're both so prolific. And what a songwriter Bob is. Here's Where Are We Going from his large catalog of tunes.
What's the matter with this place we call the human race? No smiles upon our face. Where are we going? There's talk but no one hears. We choose to live on fears. Cold hearted, never tears. Where are we? Nobody seems to care what's before or after. This greed is everywhere. It's just another chapter on this earth. Selfish pleasures fill the room. The end is coming soon. Where are we going? High emotions fill the air. Who we are is lost somewhere. We all listen, but we don't care. Where are we going? The joke is everywhere, yet there is no laughter. There's greed, but we don't care. It's just another chapter on this earth. Discontent is everywhere, living on the street. So many soundy lives retreat. So sad, but we don't care. Time to stop defeat. We've got not a cross to bear. Heaven's voice will speak. There's a lesson in this song. Hate and anger don't belong. What's right is never wrong. Where are we going? Selfishness and greed must end. All the human race depends on treating others as a friend. Where are we going? We need to all unite, chase the dreams we're after. Somehow let's make it right, create a brand new chapter for this earth. What's the matter with this place? No smiles upon each face. We're called the human race. Where are we going?
Thank you, Mr. Robert Muscovitz. Good friend, great musician, great friend, really. You know, if a person, I heard, who was it, Alan? What was that guy's name? Larry King said that if you can count five good friends on your hand, you're a very, very lucky man. And I count Bob Muscovitz as one of those five. Well, up next, he's a septuagenarian singer-songwriter from the Twin Cities who accompanies himself on banjo. Now, yours truly had the pleasure of hearing him perform at Ginkgo Coffee House on Snelling Avenue in St. Paul a few years ago, and I was awed. His name is Michael Katz, and he's a real throwback to the new folk era. Here's Michael with Kiss It All Goodbye on MHB.
Nine hours out of Bakersfield, fumes pouring out my stack. Headed for New Mexico with lettuce in the back. I could have had a different life, that I won't deny. But one rev of my diesel lamp, I kiss it all goodbye. Once there was a lovely girl, her hair was like spun gold. She wanted me to settle down, stay with her till we're old. But I'm a trucker through and through, used to living on the fly. So I got back up in my cab and I kissed that girl goodbye. There's a lady in a bar I know, she's sitting by the door, wearing too much makeup and waiting for a score. I'll sit down across from her, I'll smile and I'll say hi, and with one touch of those red, red lips, I'll kiss it all goodbye. Across the way from a motel, the sign is glowing bright, but a big old casino, it's lighting up the night. A one-armed bandit says to me, come on, give me a try. And with one pull of that handle, I will kiss it all goodbye. And the plastic in my wallet's gonna have to see me through until my next long distance run. It will have to do. Soon I will be flush again, back to riding high. But knowing me, I'll find a way to kiss it all goodbye. St. Pete will say to me, why do you deserve to be here for eternity? I'll have no way to answer him, no words of reply. I'll just flip the bird and I'll say screw you and kiss it all goodbye. I'll just flip the bird and I'll say screw you, kiss it all goodbye.
Now isn't that nice? Oh, Michael Katz. That's spelled K-A-C. And yeah, long in the tooth like yours truly, but he's a septuagenarian, which I'm still 3 years away from. I'm only a sexagenarian. Ha 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 ha. Minnesota Homebrew, almost 5 years. I think 5 years in June. Gosh, where has the time gone? And if you're wondering how you can get your songs on the show, go to our Facebook page, Minnesota Homebrew Music Show. Click on About and it tells you all how to do it. Or you can send an email to minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com. You send it, we'll play it. I have my guitar. I said a little nod to Buddy Holly. I don't know, it's just kind of reminded me of Buddy. Song called Why.
Rain's falling from the sky, but it's the clouds that cry. Because all you and I don't talk anymore. The dew forms while we sleep, but it's the fields that weep for whatever can keep two hearts apart. Why do? What we do to each other? Tell me why. Don't we stop? Why don't we love as we loved in another place and time? Wish I knew why. The sun's high in the sky. It's searching for the guy who loved a girl defiantly long ago. The moon's nowhere in sight. It doesn't cast a light. Because a love that might have been has gone away. Why do? What we do to each other? Tell me why. Don't we stop? Why don't we love as we loved in another place and time? Wish I knew why. And if I did, I'd be the most powerful man in the world. I could command the earth and sky. If I knew why. Flowers refuse to bloom. They wait to take their cue. When I say I love you, they know that it's time. Why do? Do to each other, tell me why don't we stop? Why don't we love as we loved in another place and time? Wish I knew why.
Why? Just proved to you that it is live here in the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. Up next, Jeffrey Goodson, member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, a very sensitive songwriter, and interestingly starts his songs out with some banter. Here's Choir Boy on Homebrew.
From the top, people. And remember, don't just sing the notes. Sing your heart, too. One and two.
Never been drunk, never smoked nothing. Don't pick a fight just to prove I'm tough, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And who would've thunk I'd pass up cursing. Keep my mouth shut cause I'm gonna think first, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I may live my life on the straight and narrow, but I'll still pierce your heart with Cupid's arrow.
This choir boy will bring you joy. So take my hand,
have faith in your choir boy. My face, you won't see lying. Crush my soul to see you cry, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm finding my place right here beside you. No one to own and nothing to hide, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
A strong and equal love is what I'm after, so listen as I sing it to the rafters.
This choir boy will bring you joy. So take my hand,
have faith in your choir boy. Now to be clear, I'm not the son of a preacher, but my dear, I do know how to treat you, and I'm always gonna do you right. Have faith in your
choir boy, I'll bring you joy. So take my,
have faith in your
choir boy, I'll bring you joy. So take my hand,
have faith in your choir boy, have faith in your choir boy, have faith in your choir boy. Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Passing through the way, secret garden within the city's jungle land. Surrounding us are sunflowers. They tower over cornerstones in harmony. When we leave, we know what's real. Pure devotion, more vast than the sea. Unconditional, revealing truth from inside. Of snow, the fire inside we both acknowledge, it's what's essential to our souls. As the sun is slowly rising, promising a
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Well, that was, of course, from his new Forces of Nature CD, Rod Kinney from Austin, Minnesota. He's an Air Force veteran and one fine songwriter. And we do indeed have some beer news for you. Tickets for the popular Duluth Beer Fest are on sale now. They just went on sale, I guess a few weeks ago. And It's the sixth annual All Pints North Summer Brew Fest. It's one of the handful of beer festivals put on by the Minnesota Craft Brewers Guild. It is known as the most anticipated beer festival of the year. I better get my tickets. It's on July 29th. There will be 120-plus breweries from Minnesota and the U.S. pouring samples on the shore of Lake Superior. What sets Minnesota Craft Brewers Guild events apart from other beer festivals is that the breweries tend to bring debuts, special releases, casks, and collaboration beers to show off to the thousands of beer drinkers who attend, according to GoMinnesota.com. The beer list for the event hasn't been released yet, but they usually come out 2 to 3 weeks before the festival. In addition to all that beer, there will also be food trucks, lawn games, live music, and other booths. Live music, don't you love it? The event goes from 3 to 7 p.m. Tickets are $45, $10 if you're a designated driver. Good idea. And it went on sale, again, as I said, on Tuesday, the 14th of March. Last year's event sold out at 4,000 people, and organizers say they expect to sell out again this year. I should mark my calendar, take a couple days off, get a motel room over there. Oh, no, I can go stay with my friend Dell. Yeah, sounds like a good idea. So check that out, July 29th, the Duluth Beer Fest. Well, here's a young lady who sent us her CD titled... it's escaping me. Something about a rabbit. I'm sorry. Her name is Rachel Kilgore, and this song is called Ready Freddy.
I can't keep you from the world. The world is closing in. Can't teach you to become the things I wish I could have been. Can't make the time go faster, and I can't slow it down at all. I can't make you learn your lesson each time you trip and fall. But I will be right. Cheering you on all the time, all the time. When you were small, I had the answers, and you believed without a doubt. Now you're never satisfied until you try it for yourself. You're pushing for your freedom, then you're pulling back in fear. It's a mess, but it's a beautiful thing, my dear. And I will be right behind, cheering you on. Grow to be so tall, the way you know exactly what you want and how to win it all. You're trying on your conscience, and you'll make a few mistakes, but all hurts can be forgiven if you look them in the face. And I will be not gonna make me proud.
Rachel Kilgore, K-I-L-G-O-U-R, with Ready Freddy. Nice sound, huh? We're going to play a song now by our buddy Nigel Egg. He's originally from England, Ramsgate, I believe, down on the English Channel. One heck of an entertainer. Boy, I tell you, I'd pay to see him any night of the week. Here's a tune off of his Big Bang Baby Boom CD titled The Birds, The Bees, and The Bud.
What should I tell the kids about smoking pot? Just say no. Yeah, right. But what else have I got? Should I say I never tried it? Or admit I smoked a lot? What should I tell the kids about smoking pot? The birds and the bees covered babies, but we need to talk about drinking and drugs. I could start with Amore, then add to the story of the birds and the bees and the bud. What should I tell the kids about drinking booze? About sleeping around? All the things a kid can get into. 'Cause I've been there and I've done that, and it still gives me the blues. What should I tell the kids about drinking booze? The birds and the bees covered babies, but we need to talk about drinking and drugs. I could start with Amore, then add to the story of the birds and the bees and the bud. Kids avoid mistakes. Could say, don't do what I did, just do what I say. You're gonna have to live with every hasty choice you make. How can I help the kids avoid mistakes? The birds and the bees covered babies, but we need to talk about drinking and drugs. I could start with Amore, then add to the story of the birds and the bees and the bud. I could start with Amore, then add to the story of the birds and the bees and the bud.
Yes, you're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. And we have time for one more song today, and this is by a gentleman named Michael Riddle. We want to thank you for joining us, and always remember that whether it's music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. Michael Riddle, part of the Riddle Brothers, going to treat us to a song titled The Five. We'll see you again next week on Minnesota Homebrew Music Show.
Well, you know Southern California's where I make my way. Where it takes 12 hours to earn 8 hours pay. And the population gets a chance to intertwine. On the freeway running up and down the coastline. Seems like every kind of riding personality is flying down the sea. Revving with me, so strap your seatbelt on. It might just save your life. Sign says speed limit 65. But pay no attention, cause it's only a guide. Better keep up with the traffic if you want to survive the fight. You see cover girls in ragtop catching suntan. Soccer moms lead foot in minivans. Some guys are quick and cool, some should be off the road. Don't forget the 18-wheelers hauling way overload. And Mr. Motorcycle threatened in between the lanes. You gotta be a little nuts, a little insane. You think you're making good time, next thing you wake up in a hospital ride. Speed limit 65. But pay no attention, cause it's only a guide. Better keep up with the traffic if you wanna survive the fight.
And wonder what the hell for. You got the traffic news blaring on the radio, but with the alternate jam, you got no place to go. Hey, it's a daily adventure, a carnal ride from the north of Ventura to the Mexican line. A word to the wise, not recommended for the meek or the slow. Up with the traffic if you want to survive the fight. Keep up with the traffic if you want to survive the fight. Put the pedal to the metal if you want to survive, survive the fight.
Traffic.